This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Walking into the studio right now, we have Aaron Ladd of KSHB 41 Action News. He is a Missouri alum. You can't be proud right now, Jontay Porter. You can't be. You gotta be looking down on Jontay like, bro, you let the whole team down.
In the building. That's that hard Columbia education at work.
Just bad.
We knew what was coming. Adam Silver kind of let it leak out like, hey, Cardinals sin. In a league where we have a bunch of domestic abusers and people who have broken many laws before, this is the one that you can't go past. But the actual details of it, why?
I'm a big believer in the say it out loud test. Like, if you had said this out loud to somebody, like if you had, like if Jontay had come to you, like, hey, you're older than me, you're wiser than me, let me tell you what my plan is.
You say these things to me often.
All the time. Hey, I'm going to pass this information to my friend, and he's going to bet on it. Hey, how much does he think about betting? I don't know, like $80,000. Well, how much is that going to get you? I don't know, around $1 million. You really thought that FanDuel was going to pay you out $1 million on Jontay Porter unders?
Yeah.
And you thought that that was going to be your get-rich-quick scheme? Like, come on now, my boy. You could not have thought that this plan was going to work. You wanted to get indicted. You went up to the precinct and committed the crime yourself by doing this.
You're right about Jontay not being the only one. He may have been one of the, like, dumb criminals that does it right in front of your face, but this is the evolution of kind of the impact of what we're seeing with sports betting and all the casinos and the sports books kind of having their influence and their fingerprints on the game. Eventually, the market is going to catch up. They're going to figure out ways to hone in and focus in on how these kind of schemes and games are being run. The same thing happened with Calvin Ridley 2 years back in the Falcons ethos and what he was doing when he was away from the game. I think the temptation is so real for these guys. NBA, NFL, whatever. Now that you can bet on literally everything, overs, unders, spreads, this and that, it feels like we're in this kind of reckoning period where there is a little bit of the black market trying to figure out what they can get away with. But eventually there's going to be a regression back to the mean of figuring out how to stop this and there being a middle ground.
I mean, I think the only way that you can really stop it is to eliminate player props. Like what
for like certain players.
Yeah,
yes.
Like what Jontay Porter did is maybe not point shaving in the way that people think about it, right? Like people think of point shaving of, hey, I purposely missed this free throw to make sure that we like manipulating the game in this way. Like you and I both gamble on these games.
No, just you.
Hey, my over-under for rebounds is 9.5. I've got 8 rebounds. I'm not getting any more rebounds today. Like I'm not boxing out. I'm not doing those things. Hey, my over-under on made threes was 2.5. I can make 2 threes. The next time I got a chance to take a three, I'm pump fake, I'm stepping, and I'm shooting a long 2. These are things that happen in the game that would not look abnormal to you watching it, but obviously have a big effect on who wins these bets and who doesn't win these bets. I mean, if they're really serious about eliminating this part of it, the only way I think you can do it is to 100% remove player props out of the game. And I don't think they will because player props are a major market for them.
To my understanding, you can't just go in and put $80,000 on a certain player. Like you had to kind of spread the wealth out. I'm still very novice when it comes to this. Pete Sweeney does a lot of the education when it comes to this for me, but to my understanding, you can't just go in and say, oh, I'm gonna put this big, large lump sum. Like, that's going to raise eyebrows no matter who it is.
Yeah, I mean, I also think someone on the text line makes a good point. I think it's going to turn out like smoking cigarettes. Eventually, they'll just cut down on the advertisements, so it isn't all in your face anymore. Sure. I think that's a big part of it, too, that I would say...
So annoying,
I would say advertised to us, gambling is advertised to us as much as anything is right now.
Everywhere. Lord of
Doesn't
mercy.
Doesn't matter where you go. I mean, this segment is brought to you by FanDuel. You know what I mean? Like, everywhere that you go, you know what I mean? Like, everywhere that you go, they are telling you, hey, use this promo code. Hey, here's this boost. Here's this boost. I do think eventually we just get to the point where it's like, all right, if you want to gamble, you know that it's there on the app, but... We're not gonna promote it in the way, and we're not throwing our advertising dollars there the way that we are right now. Because the advertising for it does seem like it is an endless faucet of money trying to get you to sign up for somebody's new app.
Perfect time to mention promo code LAD420. LAD420 on any of your local sports books, that gets you absolutely nothing.
Okay. All right. Well, that's what I said. I didn't know what was going on over there. Rob was about to be like, you're not getting me fired from the show. I haven't done anything. That was an Aaron Ladd exclusive. That has nothing to do with Carrington Harrison, Rob Britton, and or The Drive. Can I play this audio for you quickly?
Sure.
Because you always like to point out, oh, Carrington, you know, we were at the function, and then you tried to mention how old I was.
You Dirty Mac. You are a legendary Dirty Macker.
That's what you said.
That's the truth. The text line agreed.
I want to play this audio for you. This is ABC7. This is in New Jersey. These are kids of your generation, not of my generation. Not of Rob's generation. These are kids that you went to school with. You call some of these kids big bro, big homie.
Stop it.
I want to play this audio for you. These kids are participating in a new challenge. It's always something, a milk crate challenge. Here's the latest.
Principal at a South Orange middle school in New Jersey wants to spread awareness about a frightening TikTok challenge.
It's called the blackout challenge, where children choke themselves or hold their breath until they pass out. The principal say they've had two recent incidents, and in one case, the student ended up in the hospital.
What do these kids look like?
I don't know. I'm simply here passing the information.
I can tell you what they don't look like.
I'm just passing the information to you and seeing if you can help make any sense of this for us, because when I hear this, it sounds idiotic.
The blackout challenge.
Rob, when you hear this, it sounds idiotic. But it's everybody's from a different era, you know? I'm not from this era. I'm not from the era where kids are eating laundry detergent and trying to choke themselves to death. I'm not cut from that cloth. So I wanted to have you in here to give us your opinion, to let us know what you think about these kids that are trying to seriously injure themselves.
When I heard blackout challenge, I thought something completely
racist. You thought I was about to be racist.
I thought a couple different things. I thought alcohol was involved for one, but choking yourself to look. I can't speak for this. This is not my generation, Don. I'm not even on TikTok. Don't put this on me. This has nothing to do with me.
Okay, I didn't know. I simply was asking your opinion, because you're a young, hip soul, and I didn't know if this is something that you had heard. I know you speak to kids a lot. I would just like you to pass this message to them to stop choking themselves and trying to pass out. That's not healthy.
When I was first coming up, you know, we did planking. That was like the big, you know, that was like a little silly, and it was always how far can you take it? Who's planking on like the edge of something and like the coolest photo wins, that kind of thing. This is a little too much for me. Anything where I see stars, it's too much. That was when I knew football wasn't for me. I was on scout team, Oklahoma drill.
How many days did you play football?
I was on football team for freshman and sophomore year.
You played 2 years of football.
Yeah, played is okay. a loose term.
You were on the team.
I was on the roster. Yes.
Okay. You were like Jet Jackson in Friday Night Lights. You were Boobie's backup.
I was the understudy, yes.
Oh, okay. What position did you play? You seem like a wiry fourth wide receiver.
Yo, when I say this, you're...
Go ahead, I want to hear this.
I was an edge. I was like a B.J. Thompson, if you're comparing me to the Chiefs, you know? Okay. Like, I was pure speed, and that was because I had one job. Get to the quarterback.
That's what your job. That's the easiest job in the world. C-man, tackle man. It's the easiest.
And I got into the game one time in a JV situation.
Did you get a sack? Does Aaron Ladd have a sack to his name?
I lined up offsides twice and they took me out right away. The first time they called the offsides, I didn't even really register that it was on me because it was just so quick.
When they said your number, that wasn't a offsides defense number 56. When they said that, you didn't just think, oh man, that's me. You didn't like look over to see. So you play two snaps in your football career.
In a JV game.
You were done.
That was it.
You were done.
That really taught me the nuances of the game. You know, holding the clipboard, going through kind of the like equipment manager stuff. You know, how guys wanted their lockers prepared and that kind of thing. It really built character.
Where are you at on I've seen a lot of I didn't know the timeline has been so interested in the financials of the WNBA until the last week or so. Eesh. Like number one, I was confused at the timeline. Just imagine
that
hit
new information
that like WNBA players don't get paid a bunch. Like why was Brittany Griner in Russia? Like you thought Brittany Griner was over there for a vacation. Yeah. Like why do you think she was there? So that part was really confusing. Mm-hmm. It's been a lot that's been very confusing about the conversation around the WNBA and pay structure. And a lot of it just seems like very dishonest. Like today I saw a lot of people that were like, hey, Caitlin Clark is getting a shoe. Why is Asia Wilson not getting a shoe? Asia Wilson is an incredible basketball player. She actually follows me on Twitter. Just a little side note there.
Wow.
Boy, you snuck that in.
Just a quick little side note.
How did that start? How did that come up? Were you tweeting about Aces basketball?
No, I actually listened to her podcast for a few episodes. I was like, oh, I really like this. And I tweeted about the podcast, and then she was like, oh, thank you. And then she followed me on Twitter. So, yeah, me and Asia Wilson got a little thing going on. I try to keep it low-key. I don't want everybody to know about the thing that me and Asia Wilson got going on. But if there is one thing that we can definitively say about Caitlin Clark that we cannot say about the WNBA, and I say there's absolutely no shade, we know people watch Caitlin Clark. We do not know that people watch the WNBA. They haven't had over 1 million viewers on anything that they have done since 2008. They just got 2.4 million people to watch the draft. And I love Angel Reese. They were not watching it to see Angel Reese get drafted or Camille Cardoza. That is not why people were watching the draft. They were watching it for Caitlin Clark. So it seems like instead of hating, I would just try to ride this wave and try to get to some of this money because people are investing and paying attention to women's basketball in a way that they never have in our entire lives. I feel like we should be celebrating that. Instead, we're trying to find these weird points to argue that just none of it makes sense to me.
But that doesn't mean that people weren't watching WNBA basketball before. And that's what I kind of feel like the tension is that we're seeing on the timelines. It's kind of the day one diehard women's basketball fans that say, you know what, we've been here. We've known that this is cool. We know that this is stuff that should be invested in and that other people would find interesting if they took the time to watch and sit down and spend the time with it. And then there's this whole bevy of new fans that Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, Paige Beckers, and all of them are bringing in and are saying, we're interested in this because of this new crop. And those two sides are kind of butting heads. The salary thing was weird.
But there's an easy way to fix this. I'm sorry to cut you off. There's a very easy way to fix it. You can get the WNBA League Pass right now for $30. If you love the WNBA and you want to support these girls and you're happy with what Caitlin Clark has done, you know what you should do right now, spend $30. If you really want to support the WNBA, go buy some merch. Like this is easy. This is like your homeboy being like, yo, I got your back. Well, all you do is just retweet my stuff.
Spend money.
That doesn't you come to a show. Retweeting it is great. Hey, buy a ticket to come to my concert. Buy a t-shirt or something. If you really care about how much money these women are making, you have given $0 in your lifetime to women's basketball. That's why they ain't making no money.
I think you also got to remember that Twitter ain't real life. Twitter, X, whatever. Like, a lot of that is echo chamber type stuff. And I don't know what's happened since Elon took over with the LinkedIn bio and the X in bio and whatever. But, like, you can't take everything you see on there as fact and truth and, like, a lot of it is vocal minorities talking up. And it's cool. I mean, like the orange carpet the other day was like, I was out and like, it was still glued to my phone, still seeing like what was going on. And Cardoza and Reese are in the same city now. And who's going to take number 10? And the battles that they, like, we talked about before, the buy-in in men's college basketball and not having the same investment in the storylines. Like, sure, Caitlin Clark is going to have the same type of hate, that the same type of people who are supporting her, the same type of people that are kind of annoyed by her, but it's investment. It's all good money. All attention is good attention. Kind of your idea with how you tweet on social media and your troll factor, I think is cool.
I think that this class has a chance to be like the 96 class in the NBA and LeBron's class. Sure. You know, they're not calling any of them, but like that 96 class, it had Kobe in it, had Allen Iverson in it, had Steve Nash in it, Ray Allen. Like that is an iconic NBA class, the 03 class, LeBron, Carmelo, Dwayne Wade, an iconic class. If women's basketball can't capitalize on the momentum that they have right now, women's basketball will never be a thing in our lifetime. You will never have a more perfect storm of America's feelings towards women's sports are as positive as they've ever been. There clearly is like money and push behind it. You got social media, and you also have players that people like you and I have been watching now for years. If you can't convince us to keep watching Caitlin Clark, there will never be a women's basketball player you can get us interested in again.
This class is benefiting, and it's snowballing off of a lot of big things, I think. I wonder if, and I posed this question on X, and I think you chimed in before, what's it going to take to get women's basketball on the ground here in KC? I know WNBA is looking to expand, and they're looking for NBA cities that already exist. They're talking about Phoenix, and they're talking about Memphis, and they're talking about San Antonio and places that already have them. Phoenix already has a team. What's it going to take for KC to get the investment?
This is a soccer town. We ain't getting no women's basketball. This is a soccer town.
We have a facility sitting.
Yeah, and they're getting 10,000 people to go to women's soccer games. The Washington Mystic Stadium seats 4,000. There is a real investment in the city for women's sports. It's just not basketball. It's soccer, and that's perfectly fine. It's perfectly fine. But yeah, we are not in a place where you and I, in 5 years, we ain't getting no WNBA team. You better be happy with your current, keep supporting them, keep going out there, keep buying the merch, keep doing all that thing. And it's a lot of fun. Like, I encourage any person listening to go out to a Currents game. I really enjoyed my time while I was there. We got Aaron Ladd in studio. You know what, Aaron? We normally talk about what I want to talk about.
Oh, finally.
I'm going to give you 2 minutes. We're going to have Rob play some music.
2 minutes, finally.
And we're going to let you talk about whatever you want to talk about. And then we'll talk about how Robert Kraft was being nasty towards Bill Belichick. That's coming up. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison. Brought to you by DePasquale Moore. Car, truck, or motorcycle wreck? Remember, Mike's got this. On 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Download the Odyssey app and listen to The Drive with Carrington wherever you are.
Normally the show works when I'm in control.
Eh.
Sometimes the show works when Rob is in control.
Eh.
I don't got to get all the shots. You know what I mean? I don't mind passing to Rob, let Rob get a quick score. We have never had success when I've passed you the ball.
Stop.
There's never been a time.
Stop it.
There's never been a time in which this show has seen, or my life has had any success when I have passed you the ball.
It's just cap.
So you know what we're going to do? I'm going to tell Rob to start a timer.
Here we go.
I'm going to give you 2 minutes, Aaron Ladd. You can talk about whatever you want to talk about for those 2 minutes.
I'm ready.
Whatever you want to talk about. When it's over, that's it. And we'll move on, and then I'll take back control of the show.
It's sports related, actually. Oh,
thank you. Happy to know that.
Believe it or not.
Thank you for doing that on our sports talk show. I appreciate you. And at the top of the hour, if you would like to stay, there is a question I would like to ask you that I think you are very uniquely prepared to answer.
Let's do it.
Rob, give him his time.
So the University of Missouri released their new renderings for the North End Zone at Faurot Field Memorial Stadium.
Their renderings are better than the Royals.
Look, I hate to be old man here, old man Dot. I think some of you rubbing off on me being on this side of the desk, but I'm not a fan. Too corporate. That was the first thought right away. And not that I hate it. I get it. Things need to change. Things need to evolve. I like the South End Zone. I've been inside more times than I can count. I've moved around in there. The facilities are way better than what's going on down at One Arrowhead Drive, for sure. But the box seats, the club seats, the field level dugout suites that they're kind of doing now with this new sports evolution, it really does take away something from an in-game experience. There is truly nothing like, especially in college football, the old school bleachers. You got your popcorn you're stepping on. You got to move around people. It's loud in there. You can move around. You're not confined to your chair and the mesh back seats. I truly think that there is a demarcation point in sports, Dot. Once AT&T Stadium in Jerry World was built, every other sports franchise tried to emulate that from college to pros. Everybody's putting in their suites and this and trying to get Aramark. Those suites are not going to be where your cheering fans are. It's going to be Emo's boosters, Aramark boosters.
How do you think college athletics run? You think it runs off people
that.
Like me and you? You think Put, it runs
this
off?
Is my 2 minutes.
Oh, my bad.
This is my 2 minutes.
You're right, my bad. We're getting to the end.
The suites, there's a place, there's a time and place for those. College football and college athletics, it's not for me. I don't like it. I don't think it's cool.
Right now, we're joined in studio by Aaron Ladd of KSHB 41 News. Let me ask you this question about the Royals, because I would say that you actually probably go to more sporting events than any person that I know.
I work in sports.
I know people that work in sports. I don't go to as many sporting events as you.
It's crazy. You're afraid to look people in the face.
The only person that goes to sporting events more than you that I know is Steve Walls. Walls is always at some game. He's always out somewhere. Shout out to my guy, Steve Walls. What do you think the attendance is tomorrow for the Royals? I asked that question because I think that the Royals have done everything that Royals fans say they want them to do. And Kansas City prides itself as a great sports town. And I am not claiming that it's not. The support for the sport in Kansas City is there. There are not a lot of cities in America that would support women's soccer the way that they are supporting the
Kansas
City.
That Arrowhead
game
and the atmosphere was amazing.
You saw what they just did for Lionel Messi with 70,000 people that were out there. I saw KU football be bad for a decade. They win two games in September. It sold out instantly. This area, if you show a little bit of promise, they will go out there and they will support you. The Royals so far have done everything that Royals fans have asked them to do. They are playing a series against a real team at home. Sure, it's not 89 degrees and sunny and the kids are. I know all the excuses people will say, well, why they are not going out to the stadium this weekend. Friday and Saturday, I'm looking at Kansas City like, hey, man.
Show up. Now it's time to do your part.
100%. John Sherman and the Royals and the team, they have done their part. It is now time for you to meet them halfway. Nobody's saying you got to buy a 41-game package and be out there all the time. This is the most important. I know it sounds crazy. This is the most important series they have had at Kauffman Stadium in 8 years. They are playing a good team at home with a chance to take over the division.
Especially when you consider how that series went the last time out. The guys in the locker room talk a lot about that series. We were close. We were so far. They got walked off twice in Baltimore, and those games were kind of competitive. It was where we were starting to see that interest. We were starting to see the pickup. We were starting to see it put together from the starters to the bullpen. The bullpen just absolutely crapped the bed in that series as well. I'd go high 20s. Mid-20s? I mean, Friday afternoon, you're getting fireworks, I'm guessing, maybe? I'm with you on this. I'll agree with you. Something the text line says we don't do enough in this segment. I'll agree with you. Someone I'll go 25.
Someone said, Carrington, you plan on being there. I plan on going to the game this weekend. I've already been to two. I feel like I'm doing my part as a Royal supporter. I've been to two games so far.
Did you pay for the tickets?
No. I mean, but I'm told you're saying I'm supposed to turn down the free ones?
Did you buy merch?
I bought food. Does that count? I bought food.
Did you buy parking?
Nah.
Okay. So you're just in there off the strength of like, I'm a celebrity in the building.
I'm just saying, if I have access to the free ticket, I'm like, nah, I don't want the free ones. Nah, let me go pay for them. Nah, they gave them to email them to me. What was I supposed to do? Decline them? You want me to give you some so you can go as a fan?
I'll be in Denver this weekend, 420 weekend. It's a big weekend around the Ladd household.
What are you guys going to do in Denver for 420 weekend?
I don't know.
I didn't know.
Yeah,
I didn't know.
The plans are still up in the air.
Okay.
I'll say that. Up in the clouds.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Are the Rockies in town this weekend? That's a great weekend.
I'm actually going for a bachelor party.
Bachelor party 420 weekend in Denver. You high already. You high already.
As soon as we get out of this segment, we'll make some plans.
Yeah, some things going on. I can smell it on you.
Stop it.
Screaming over there. So loud over there. Goodness gracious. What's wrong with you, Ricky Williams?
Hey, look, man. This is 2024 now.
No. I can't even judge you if you'd smoke anymore right now. They got the drive-through weed right now. You can go to From the Earth and hit the drive-through.
We're still not in the golden era here in Missouri. I mean, Denver is like, they're like light years ahead of where we should be.
What's the difference? I guess maybe I'm missing it. I mean, it's legal, right? You can just go to the store and you can just buy. You don't even need a card anymore in Missouri. You can just go up there and just partake.
Yeah, I'm not technically an expert on these things, but I have some area of expertise. The way the law is written.
I've never even been into one of the local dispensaries,
really?
Actually. I don't smoke weed.
That's cap.
I don't. I mean, I'll smoke in like a social setting, like if you pass it to me, but like I'm not going to the store and spending hard on bread for it. No, I'm not doing that.
You know who you are? You're the guy that once it's passed to you, you just talk the whole time.
Oh, yeah, okay, that might be true.
It's just burning away.
That might be true. I'm not going to lie.
You're giving away some kind of take.
Yeah, that might be
you're
true.
Dirty macking to the women that are in the room. And I might never get it back.
I gotta beat these charges, man. I gotta beat the case. Beat the case. This is crazy. All right, coming up on the other side, I want to ask you a question that I feel like people are afraid to ask and answer the question. Do you think Patrick Mahomes is influential? Because I don't think that he's influential. I want to run my theory by you coming up on the other side. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.